Time to talk about once again what's good on MyFM. And today we have got Dr. Lena Lee, Deputy Medical Officer of Health for the Southeast Health Unit. Hello, Dr. Lee.
Hello,
And also joining us today, we have got Public Health Nurse and Immunization Coordinator with the Health Unit, Erin McLean. Hello, Erin.
hello. Hello, Bob.
Here we go again. We're talking about National Immunization Awareness Week, which is coming up next week. So, Dr. Lee, we'll start with you. What is the theme of this year?
Yeah, so this year the theme is don't let history repeat itself. Protect your future and get immunized. I think those are three very straightforward statements that really summarize the state of where we are in terms of immunization and public health right now. So, generally speaking, sort of in the bigger picture, having high immunization rates across the entirety of the population is a priority and will always be a priority in public health because vaccine-preventable diseases do still circulate and can cause serious illness and sometimes can even be fatal. We know that at an individual level, we're seeing, of course, I think people are well aware of the transmission of measles and the measles outbreak in Ontario, but there are other vaccine-preventable illnesses. For one, COVID-19, flu, right? Mumps, pertussis, these are all things that do happen even in our own region. And these are all vaccine preventable. Many of these diseases are easily spread for people who are unimmunized or underimmunized in close contact with others. We know that vaccination can help decrease the risk of getting the infection, not necessarily down to zero, but certainly helps decrease that risk. And also, oftentimes vaccines have strongest protection against severe infection. And that's really, really important for us.
Erin, can you tell us how immunization rates have been affected in the past few years?
Well, Bob, you may remember we had a few years' interruption with a little thing called the pandemic, where a lot of our normal practices went by the wayside because you didn't have easy access or people were redeployed doing different things. So we're working to get it back into this is your normal routine. There is a normal series of vaccines you get through childhood and on into adulthood. We know that there is a lot of misinformation out on social media. They want the attention-grabbing headlines to bring you on down the rabbit hole to read some really wild and crazy things. So we know that's a factor. Some people don't have their own healthcare provider anymore. They're not able to access one. They're on wait lists, so they're behind. And so there could be just missing doses, late doses, or I'll be honest, we were contacted by a parent who it was fourth child and they were born during the pandemic and we forgot. Like busy lives, it happens. So we're here to support.
Yeah, for sure. Now, Dr. Lee, we've been seeing more information lately about parents receiving letters about checking the status of their kids' vaccinations. Can you tell us about the health unit's responsibility with this?
Yeah, so this hasn't changed. This is, the good old standby Immunization of School Pupils Act is the piece of provincial legislation. And that's been for a very, very long time. People would be familiar even, when they were growing up and now with their own kids. The health unit assesses immunization records. Every year we do that. There was a temporary disruption during the pandemic, but now we're getting back to the normal course of things. We send out notification to parents and caregivers when kids' records are not up to date. And this is specifically required in the Immunization of School Pupils Act. There's also an Early Years Act for kids that are, for example, in daycare as well. Many kids have actually received their immunizations, but then People don't realize that you need to submit the proof directly to the health unit. There isn't a system that automatically takes that record of vaccination from healthcare providers to the health unit. And the health unit, for privacy reasons, doesn't have access to medical records of individual providers. And so we need to create our records ourselves directly through parents and caregivers. Again, this is not new, so people are maybe a little bit tired of hearing me talk about this, but it's really important, and at least in part because most of the situations where we have immunization records missing, the vast majority is because people are actually vaccinated, but they don't realize they need to send the record to the health unit, or they thought they already sent it, but it's actually incomplete. And so it's really that piece of things. Rather than, people talk about, oh, we have higher rates of kids needing notification letters year on year. Is it because of vaccine hesitancy? There's a component of that, but the vast majority of cases is actually because of what I call administrative issue between the provincial systems.
Yes, and I went through it not that long ago with my little guy too. So I know it's not too difficult of a task to do. So Aaron, maybe you can tell us what parents can do to ensure that their kids' immunization records are documented with the health unit.
So we are aiming to make it as simple and easy as possible, but we also want it to be helpful to the parents. There is an app. It's called Can Immunize. So CAN for Canada, Immunize. You can download it from Google Play or I forget what the Apple one's called. Is it Apple Play? I'm not sure. Not an Apple user.
The App
But
Store,
it's
I
a
believe.
the App Store, I think. It's a free app. So it does two things for the parent. One, they can track their kids' immunization records because we all know a piece of paper just goes missing in a household. And it's on your phone. So it's with you. You always have it. So when you're asked for proof of immunization, you can pull it up. Well, if it's summer day camp, if it's school, if it's heading off to university. But the other option on this phone is you can give consent to transmit it securely to the health unit. So it's a push a button system where you've got your own record updated, but then you also have notified us and everything's kept up to date. Now, we know not everybody has a phone or not everybody is app friendly. We also have a secure web portal on our website. So our web address is really easy. It's healthunit.org. And you just need to take a picture of whatever immunization record you've got. It could be the old style yellow card. It could be a printout from your child's electronic medical record at your healthcare provider. But submitting it to us and providing us with the really important details, it's gotten much better recently, but occasionally we would get immunization records. Beautiful, beautiful information, but no child's name and date of birth attached. So the idea behind the app and the secure online is we get those details to link with the record. So you'd be surprised on, for example, how many Bob Pros there might be already in the provincial system. We want to make sure we get the right one when we add the record.
Absolutely, and God help us if there's more than one of me. But we're running a little tight on time here. But Dr. Lee, want to bring this up, of course, with the resurgence of measles in Ontario, what is a message you want to make sure that people understand?
Yeah, so a lot of us don't know about what it's like to have measles, specifically exactly because of vaccination and our high immunization rates across Ontario. We have, I'm very proud to say, very high rates across Ontario and in our region for measles vaccination. People are encouraged to ask questions about vaccines, get the information that they need, speak to us at the health unit. There's good factual and reputable healthcare websites and information that we can provide you. Immunize Canada is a really good resource. The Canadian Pediatric Society is a really good resource. We have also information on our website. These are all important resources that people can use or contact us directly at the health unit.
Okay, now, Aaron, can people book immunizations through the health unit?
They can. Now, we do have clinics in five locations. However, they do book up quickly. We set a priority for those people who do not have a healthcare provider. So, you don't have any other method of getting your children vaccinated or yourself. You can book online. There's a lovely little online system where you click and you say, these are the vaccines needed, and we send you a confirmation by email. If you're having difficulty, you can always call us at our 1-800 number 660-5853, and we will help you.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank both of you to or for doing this, for speaking with us today, Dr. Lena Lee. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Always a pleasure for me too.
And Erin McLean, we'll do this again next year. Sound good?
Same time, same place.
I'm Bob Perot. Thanks for listening.